War. Keith Peters reporting.
A fast-moving wildfire in Texas in the Panhandle is now the second largest in the state's history. The Smokehouse Creek fire has burned at least 500,000 acres since Monday afternoon. News and analysis at townhall.com. Wendy's says it has no plans to increase prices during the busiest times of day at its restaurants.
The burger chain clarified its stance on how it will approach pricing after various media reports said that the company was looking to test having the prices of its menu items fluctuate throughout the day based on demand. Wendy's said that its digital menu boards could allow us to change the menu offerings at different times of day and offer discounts and value offers to our customers more easily, particularly in the slower times of day. John Scott reporting.
A bill allowing Louisiana residents 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun without a permit gets final approval from lawmakers on Wednesday. After years of GOP-led efforts for permitless concealed carry, the bill is poised to become law, with the signature of Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
Years ago, a salesperson knew there was only one important feature that I needed in his company software before I was willing to commit to buy. So he convinced me that his company had just added this important feature that very month. After signing the agreement, I discovered that he lied. There was no plan to ever roll out that feature. I felt betrayed and deceived by this salesperson. Unfortunately for the business he represented, it gave me sour feelings for the whole company. In Psalm 101:7, King David said, "No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence." Your company's reputation can be destroyed by one deceiver. If you have a deceiver in your company, they need to go.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
American Ground Radio. 4 out of 5 doctors banned by YouTube now agree. Listening just 1 hour a day to American Ground Radio may improve your mood, energy level, and vision.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Fox.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone. What are you doing? What are you playing? Is that Ding Dong the Witch is Dead?
Well, it is. It normally would be. But today?
Yeah.
It is Ding Dong the Mitch is stepping down. Mitch McConnell, that is, the longest serving Senate leader in history who maintained his power in the face of dramatic convulsions within the Republican Party for almost 2 decades.
Okay.
He will step down from that position finally in November.
Okay.
So that's why I say ding dong the Mitch.
Yeah, but
not the witch.
But it's also the Mitch is the it's dead.
No, we don't want anyone to die.
Yeah.
There was no lyrics.
Okay.
It was just the song.
It's just the song.
It was just a song.
All
it
right.
was just a little fun.
Just you're just playing off the rhyming.
Celebrating that yes. Mitch McConnell finally
is stepping down
is
from
stepping
leadership
down
of the
because
Senate.
He's been a feckless leader.
Well,
come on.
I think you
don't
say,
make that case, the other side of that argument.
I'm not making the other side
okay,
of the argument.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to agree with you. I was going to say that you could certainly look at the last election, the 2022 midterms, and Mitch McConnell came up short. The Republicans should have been able to take over control of the Senate, but it didn't happen. And I think part of that's because Mitch McConnell didn't back some of the candidates that Donald Trump had been backing.
Well, I think he knows it's time for him to pack his bags because the inevitable certainly seems to be coming true. And that is Donald Trump will be reelected as president of the United States. And I think his decision to step down also punctuates a very powerful ideological transition underway in the Republican Party. You know, from Ronald Reagan's brand of traditional conservatism and strong international alliances to the fiery, maybe isolationist populism of President Trump.
But I'm going to push back a little bit that this is a big, that Trump is very different from Reagan. Because I think there's some things that are the same. First of all, we live in different times. We don't have the Soviet Union. That was a big threat under Ronald Reagan. We don't have it today. But one of the things Reagan really was trying to get other people in the world to do was to understand peace through strength. And part of that is that same ideology today is what Donald Trump's pointing out is that Europe is not strong. Europe, under our NATO alliance, has failed to live up to its end of the bargain and needs to be strong. The U.S. shouldn't be the only ones carrying the load here. I don't think Ronald Reagan would have argued that Germany shouldn't have been spending 2% of its budget on military.
No, but I think we live in a different time. And I'm not saying that you have to be bombastic and you have to shout and yell and curse to get attention. But you have to be a much more animated communicator. Someone that is willing to be very blunt in their communications in order to lead in this environment. Speaker Johnson, for example, he's not a bombastic person.
He's not.
He's very articulate.
He's very clear.
He's very willing to take a stand and not to back down.
Right.
And not to couch it in all of this gobbledygook, you know.
Well, look, he was in the White House earlier this week surrounded by Democrats. All the Democrats were saying, Chuck Schumer was saying, told him, you're on the wrong side of history here. If you don't give money to Ukraine, the history's going to look at you and they're going to judge you for that. And Mike Johnson stood strong and said, we're going to do the border first. Read my lips. U.S. border comes first. He wasn't mean. He wasn't calling people names, but he stood strong.
And that's what we're talking about here. I think we're talking about a new generation of leaders, and Mitch McConnell is not part of that. I mean, you know, and look, there were lots of members, you know, lined up behind him, some wiping away tears. He had family and friends there that looked down from the gallery above, you know, and it was a surprise. There were senators from both sides of the aisle who were mostly taken by surprise of the announcement.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but he's not, you don't have to be a bad guy to be a bad leader.
Look, the House just went through this last fall. We were just talking about Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson came to power because Kevin McCarthy's leadership was, as you put it earlier, feckless. He didn't stand up for conservative principles. Now, it took the Republicans several different tries to finally find somebody they could get behind. I'm concerned that when it comes to trying to figure out who's going to be Mitch McConnell's replacement, they've got more time than the Republicans in the House did. But this could still be a drawn out process. There may not be a guarantee of who's going to be. I don't think there's an obvious second in charge that's going to step up. I don't think they're going to go for John Cornyn out of Texas, even though he's second in charge of the Republican Party. I don't think he's going to be the one that the conservatives in the Senate are going to pick for.
And I don't think that McConnell would stand by President Trump. They've been estranged since December of 2020.
Yeah.
Because apparently, you know, he wouldn't give any support to President Trump with respect to the allegations that
there's election interference. And there was. I mean, I think that's clear. And I do believe that there was enough election fraud to overturn the election in 2020 in six different states. At least there's probably enough. There was election fraud in I would say every single state during 2020, but specifically in those swing states.
Now, McConnell and Trump did work together in his first term. They remade the Supreme Court. I think they did work together very cooperatively.
I think that's Mitch McConnell's biggest achievement. It's the reason why you have a 6-3 Supreme Court right now is because Mitch McConnell refused to seat Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court. I think that's probably his best legacy and the best thing he did for America.
And he refused to continue pursuing a conviction against Trump when he was impeached the second time, because McConnell said, you know, Trump's no longer in office.
Right.
And how do you impeach him?
You can't impeach somebody who's not in office. That was absolutely ridiculous by the Democrats.
But nevertheless, I think, you know, over the last few years, we've had a few moments where we could throw up our hands and cry out finally, as I did. You know, off the top, we can reference Senator Mitt Romney announcing he won't run again.
That's a good thing.
Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi she stepped down as Speaker.
Right. Still running for re-election.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid in 2015. Yeah. You know, that was a
good thing.
Finally moment.
Right.
I mean, all of these moments are linked together by the necessary displacement, I believe, of the old guard and replacing them with the new.
Yeah. And I think you probably need to replace Mitch McConnell with somebody who's about Mike Johnson's age.
And I don't know that it has anything to do with age. And I'm glad you brought that up. I think it has to do with the way of thinking.
Exactly. And that's Mike Johnson brings a different way of thinking to the House than Kevin McCarthy did, than Nancy Pelosi did. I think you're going to need someone who thinks very differently than Mitch McConnell.
Folks that aren't considering how they're going to please the establishment.
Right.
Or, you know,
just for the sake of pleasing.
Or what life's going to look like for them after they're out of office. Somebody that wants to do what's right for the country now.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, Donald Trump won the Republican primary in Michigan with 68% of the vote. Nikki Haley was able to get only about 27%. Trump has now won all five Republican primaries so far. On the Democrat side, Joe Biden won with 81% of the vote, but second place went to none of the above, as more than 100,000 Democrats in Michigan offered a protest vote against the incumbent president.
Well, now I can see why Nikki Haley is remaining in this race.
Why?
She sees a path to victory.
Where?
And I say that completely tongue-in-cheek.
I was going to say, I don't see that path to victory. It's not there. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, as we were just talking, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is stepping down as the head of the Republican caucus in November. McConnell made the announcement earlier today in a speech on the Senate floor. While he will give up his leadership post, he said he intends to finish out his term in office, which ends in 2027. McConnell has represented Kentucky in the U.S. Senate for 40 years and has been the head of the Republican caucus in the Senate for 17. That makes him the longest serving party leader in Senate history. Mitch McConnell is 82 years old. Now, here's the problem for America right now. Mitch McConnell, Republican, is from the state of Kentucky, which has a Democrat governor. So Mitch McConnell can't leave the Senate right now without the risk of giving that seat to a Democrat for the next 3 years.
That certainly is a very big concern.
And it is, as tight as the Senate is, you need every single seat you can get. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Indiana's new sex change ban for minors can go into effect. That's the ruling of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. The bill that banned sex change surgeries and medical interventions for minors was signed by Republican Governor Eric Holcomb in 2023, but Democrats sued to block it. Attorney General Todd Rokita said after the decision, quote, "We are proud to win this fight against the radicals who continue pushing this horrific practice on our children for ideological and financial reasons."
Wow.
I think it's a good thing.
It is. For children.
Yeah. And what's more is you've got several other states that have passed similar bans that are being challenged in the courts. You now have precedent at the appellate court level that these laws can stand. I believe Idaho's also had one that's passed through that's been able to stand. So
they're minors.
Right.
They don't have the legal capacity or the maturity level to make these decisions for themselves.
These life-altering decisions, these permanent decisions. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. You go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now. out with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge!
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Whether you live out in the open range or in the big city, your gun is a part of your life. You're a law-abiding citizen who lives by the Second Amendment.
Gun is as good or as bad as the man using it.
No matter where you call home, you'll find the best selection for guns and accessories at RedRiverRange.com. RedRiverRange.com carries only the best brands of firearms, featuring handguns, rifles, shotguns, optics, and accessories. And RedRiverRange.com has selected products offered at a discounted price. Go to RedRiverRange.com.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them, and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
My eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, just when you think it can't get any crazier in our legal system.
Yes.
New York Attorney General Letitia James,
who ran on "I'm going to get Trump." I don't know what crime he's committed, but I'm going to get him.
Well, now she is suing meat packing giant JBS USA Foods Company, saying that they have misled Americans on the environment or the environmental impact of eating meat. So the world's largest beef producer is being sued
by the state
by
of New York.
State of New York for misleading the public about its environmental impact.
Can you sue people for misleading the public about the environmental impact of people of things?
False advertising.
You know what?
They're claiming it's false advertising.
So we can sue the federal government. Because our federal government has been telling us lies that carbon dioxide is the driver of climate. We can sue the United Nations.
You might be able to.
We could sue John Kerry. We could sue Al Gore. No. Hell, now we can sue Letitia James.
Well,
you see how this works? Because what they're saying, that carbon dioxide is the leading driver of climate, not true.
She says the beef industry is one of the largest contributors to climate change and that JBS... that's JBS Foods, has falsely advertised its commitment to sustainability and have endangered our planet.
No. See, this is the left just trying to control everything you do.
You know what's going to endanger the planet?
Letitia James.
The riots after the left tried to ban
food?
Eating meat.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to do it. They're trying to actually make us eat crickets. They're trying to, the government.
Plants, plant-based foods.
No, crickets.
Well, no, I'm not into
the Biden
crickets.
I don't care if you're into it. The Biden administration is trying to get it to where that's in our food.
You know what they'll hear from me?
Crickets? You know what's the leading cause of climate change? The sun. The sun's the leading cause of climate change.
So sue the sun.
You know what the second leading cause of climate change is? The oceans.
The sun and the ocean.
Right now.
Just tie them up in court.
Right now, we've had kind of a little bit of an unusual winter for much of the United States. The reason for that is because it's an El Nino winter. Because of the heat distribution in the oceans. It's not because of carbon dioxide.
And she goes on to say, this is Letitia James, the attorney general for the state of New York. She says that JBS, this meat packing company, has deceived people about the impact on the environment and that they have exploited hardworking families.
Talk about the kettle calling the pot black.
No, study after study shows you ban meat.
Yeah.
You're harming the poorest of Americans.
Well, and the UN's been deceiving us about climate for the last 30 years. Let's get to a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, are you now afraid of going jogging after the Georgia student was murdered last week?
Well, let's ask our American mamas. Mama, mama.
And joining us now are American Mamas Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson, the jogger Lakin Hope Riley,
Lakin. I believe.
Lakin, sorry.
Lakin.
Lakin Hope Riley.
Yeah.
She was, oh man, as a journalist, mm-hmm. former journalist, man, this drives me crazy because she was murdered by an illegal alien who had already been arrested yeah. in two other states
yep.
and let go. And the AP's focus wasn't on the lawbreaker. It was on the dangers for joggers.
Solo women joggers. Can you believe that?
That's the problem. Female joggers. That's okay. Anyway, so you read these articles. I know you go out and it's a big part of your day. Have you changed your jogging patterns because of this murder?
No, I haven't. But I will tell you, it has crossed my mind. There has been, you know, with the influx of all of the illegal immigrants who have flooded, and it's not just border states anymore. It's all of us.
Right.
I have become more aware. And whenever I see someone suspicious, like I had, for example, I was walking. I'm a walker. And there was a truck, a small white truck that entered our neighborhood. And it was full of unfamiliar faces. But the way he looked at me and like blew a kiss, like without his hands, but like used his lips. And
that's creepy.
It gave me like chills. So I turned around and just went back home. I was like, I don't like this. But the thing about this story about Lakin that upsets me so greatly, this nursing student at the University of Georgia, who in Georgia, in Athens.
Yeah.
And they talk about, they say the Athens resident, talking about the illegal alien.
Oh, they called him an Athens resident.
They called him an Athens resident.
Yeah.
And they haven't had any kind of homicide there for 30 years, for three decades. So there's no reason for the girls to worry about jogging during daylight. This was between 9 and 1, 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. is when this right. transpired. So it was in daylight. She tried to call 911 because the 911 operator, they noticed from her phone that she tried, but it went you know, dead. So he must have been right. She must have known in her gut something wasn't right with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So then instead of us saying her name, instead of the left especially saying this is, you know, this is something we've got to take care of. This is a guy that was arrested before. He's known to be a criminal.
Right.
But he's back in our United States and he's harmed somebody. They're not saying her name. They're not saying that this is a border issue. They're saying, okay, we've got some ideas and ways that if you're a female jogger in the United States, you need to have a buddy system. You need to go during these times. You need to be around these people. Go to a park. They're trying to make it like this is a female jogging issue and not an illegal immigrant who busted in. And this is happening everywhere, not just here. Somebody else is going to die because we're not taking care of the real issue. Somebody else's child, whether it's a female jogger or a little six-year-old kid on his bicycle where his parents are right there at the same park, this is going to continue to happen. And I'm sorry if I'm a little overheated about this, but I am so tired of the leftists acting like that this is not a big deal. This is a huge deal. This is killing us. It's making people like me uncomfortable when I see unfamiliar faces. I automatically think, oh my gosh, are these illegal? No matter what.
Right. And that tragedy in that moment, it does lead to separation amongst us because
yeah.
you because the government hasn't done a good job of securing the border, you can't just assume that people right. around you are Americans.
You cannot.
You just can't. And again, by the way, this isn't a race thing because we've had
right.
we've had people from all over the world come through that southern border.
Yes.
From Africa, from South America, from Asia, from Europe, from the Middle East. We've had all over the world they've come through.
And honestly, if the truckload of men had been men from my neighborhood and they did that, I'd still get that same creeped out feeling.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I would go home.
Yeah.
It's just that now I'm thinking about other things because we have to. But my whole point about Lakin, and I'm sure Kimberly feels the same way, is say her name. Talk about, you know, right now, instead of worrying about the family of this girl, they're making it political.
Be honest. Be honest about what's happening, but they can't.
They really can't. They don't seem to be capable of being on. That's the thing. The Associated Press would not mention that this was an illegal alien who did it. They focused on the dangers of jogging. And
the good news is there's been pushback against the AP, against all of these podcasters and news, the New York Times and all of these places. There is getting pushback. I think people are tired of it.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettleville, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
So what do you think? Stand your ground on American Ground Radio. Call us, text us. The number is 866-AGR-1776.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Smells fresh and ready to go. American Ground Radio is as American as apple pie, except our content is more filling and less calories. If you missed a recent show or you want to hear a show again, you can listen anytime to any episode by subscribing to the American Ground Radio podcast. So have a slice of good, wholesome, conservative talk radio and subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, I'm Lewis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real.
So you better check yourself.
No, no, no. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
The methods described and ideas expressed during this program have proven the impossible to be possible. At any rate, any action taken based on this information as discussed during the program, well, I'm sorry, that's strictly at your own risk.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Joe Biden is so unpopular in some municipalities.
How unpopular is he?
That people would rather vote uncommitted than vote for him.
Well, same thing with Nikki Haley.
So in Wayne County in Michigan, Dearborn, the city of Dearborn is in Wayne County.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden got 1,141 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
23% of the vote in Wayne County.
Running against basically no one.
Exactly. The number of voters who essentially voted none of the above.
Uh-huh.
3,703. 75%. Now, three out of four voters, mm-hmm. Democratic voters in Wayne County
mm-hmm.
would rather vote none of the above than vote for Joe Biden. And that is a county that he won, allegedly, in 2020.
I'd believe he won it. But here's one of the things about that county.
I'm not sure about that, but okay.
That has one of the largest Muslim populations in America.
It does. It certainly does.
And that's where Joe Biden's in trouble right now, because the Democrat Muslim vote is very upset that Israel is wiping out Hamas. And this I have a problem with. We've got Americans who are mad that our ally is killing terrorists, because October 7th was a terrorist attack.
Do they consider themselves to be Americans? Because I realize they may be
American. I don't
know.
They're voting. They're American citizens. They're voting an election.
Right.
This is one of the problems with our immigration policies since Barack Obama. They've made intentional moves to bring in, actually really since Bill Clinton, to bring in Muslims into the country. And I'm not sure we've been bringing in people who necessarily like the idea of America. I cannot say that Ilhan Omar is proud to be an American.
No, that's another discussion.
It's the same discussion, because I bet she doesn't vote. I bet she would vote none of the above when it comes to Joe Biden.
But Joe Biden is losing. He is losing on every level, on every issue. The border is another one. He's going to the border now. Now, he's going to the border. Okay. You know why he's going to the border?
Well, because it's an election season.
No. Because Trump said he was going to the border.
But where Joe Biden's going to the border is one sector of the border where there have been almost no illegal immigrants coming across. He's purposely picking a spot where there's not a problem.
Joe Biden isn't leading. He's following Trump. They asked Karine Jean-Pierre today at the White House. Here's what she said.
The former president, his people are saying that the only reason President Biden is going this week is because former President Trump was going to go and he wanted to not lose this issue. So can you give us a sense of what the planning process was to go this week?
Look, you guys have covered this president and other presidents for some time. We just can't all of a sudden put something on the president's schedule, right? It takes time to do that. The president has been very clear that he was going to take this issue directly to the American people.
Apparently, it took 4 years for it to get put on the president's schedule.
What is he going to take to the American people? That his policies have been working?
No, he wanted to go to the border after Trump announced he was going to, because he feels like that will keep him in play with regards to the immigration.
Basically, he's trying to gaslight the American people. That's what he's 100%.
Trying to do.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
So there's a new poll out that says young people in America are not interested in spending a whole bunch of their money to fight climate change. Very weird.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, yes, but this young generation is the one that's been growing up in schools where we've been teaching that climate change, that man-made climate change, is a fact.
I understand, but when you have inflation,
yeah.
you have eroding wages,
yeah.
you know, most folks like to eat more than they like to be woke.
So from the Daily Mail, nearly half of all young voters are not willing to pay more than $10 a month to fight climate change, despite Joe Biden claiming it's an existential threat and making it the center of his reelection campaign. Less than half, 45% of the youngest crop of voters age 18 to 34 would be willing to spend $10 or less per month to combat climate change, according to a recent survey by CRC Research for 85 Fund, obtained exclusively by DailyMail.com.
Well, yeah, well, that's because a lot of young people would have to cancel one of their streaming services.
Well, that's I mean,
what are they getting in return by sending $10 a month?
Uh-huh.
To where?
To the government for climate change.
To the government?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
But see, that's just young voters, by the way. For all voters, 60% are not willing to spend $10 a month.
Yeah, it's somebody else's problem, right?
Well,
isn't it? I mean,
but we've been
told, should be China's problem because China is one of the largest polluters on the planet.
But this generation has been indoctrinated in our schools, in our educational system, that climate change requires collective action. That's been drilled into their heads. And if they didn't put that down on a test, they would have failed the test in elementary, middle school, high school, college.
Collective action?
What
do you mean by that?
Everybody has to deal with climate change. It's all of our responsibility.
So we all have to sacrifice.
That is what they have been taught. And if they didn't put that down on a test, they would have gotten it wrong. That's this generation.
What about the carbon credits? Well, I guess you're...
But that still costs some money.
You're suffering by writing a check for carbon credits.
I think it's a good thing that this generation, and really all Americans, don't want to spend $10 a month on climate change, because you're not going to get your money's worth. Even if you could eliminate all of the increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere right now by getting every American to pay $10 a month, which you can't, it wouldn't lower global average temperatures beyond the margin of error in the measurements in the next century. Okay? But there's a downside to this report. The truth is, you're already spending more than $10 a month to fight climate change. You're already doing it. You listen to this radio show right now, every American, you're already doing it. In 2021, the Biden administration signed into law a $2.2 trillion spending package to combat climate change. Now, that comes to $6,700 per American. So if you only spent $10 a month paying that off, it would take us 55 years as a nation to do it. You're already paying more than $10 a month. And that's just one bill. By the way, if you got a family of four, you're paying more than $40 a month already. But again, that's just one bill. What about your electric bill? You're already paying more than $10 a month in the cost of electricity because of the leftist green agenda, their claims to be trying to fight climate change. You're already paying that. What about your gas bill for your car? The average American spends about $10 every time they fill up, because of Joe Biden's anti-carbon agenda. That's about $40 a month for most drivers.
Okay, so if you ask the question, would you be willing to pay over $6,000 a year to fight climate change? The answer is more than just no, it's hell no.
And look, this doesn't even include government regulations.
Right.
It's pretty close to impossible to figure out how much government regulations are costing American businesses in the name of fighting carbon dioxide. But I guarantee you it's more than $10 a month.
So folks just don't – they say they care, but they're not willing to put their money where their mouth is, right?
They've been indoctrinated into caring about this issue, okay? And this is – what they've been taught in school is not scientific. The scientific method, you're supposed to observe and then predict and then experiment and measure. And if your measurements don't match your prediction, you change the prediction. When it comes to this whole climate change thing, when the predictions didn't match the measurements,
that was an inconvenient truth.
They doubled down on it. The problem is the government hides these costs so you don't ever see them. You don't realize you're spending possibly hundreds of dollars a month right now fighting the air.
But it's in the form of a federal deficit, a federal long-term debt.
Or it's in terms of your electric bill or your gas bill or whatever.
Nearly any bill, right?
Because it's built into the regulations. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Tired of living in pain every day?
Are you suffering from stress or having trouble sleeping? Your solution is CBD Pure. CBD Pure works and they guarantee it or your money back. CBD Pure offers your choice of soft gels or oils, or try their muscle and joint cream for sore muscles and tired joints. My wife enjoyed her best sleep in years when she uses CBD Pure. CBD Pure has 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy with the results, just send your order back within 90 days of your purchase and CBD Pure will refund your purchase price. And right now get 15% off plus free shipping when you use the code AGR. That's 15% off and no shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com and use the code AGR and get 15% off plus free shipping. Enjoy life and feel healthy again. Go to CBDPure.com.
Every law-abiding citizen deserves the right to arm themselves and protect their family and property. If an intruder trespasses onto your property tonight, you have the right to defend yourself and your family. If you're looking for the right firearm, contact the experts at Red River Range. From handguns to rifles to shotguns and accessories, Red River Range has it all. Go to RedRiverRange.com and find protection for your family. That's RedRiverRange.com. If you have a question, call Red River Range at 318-716-3111.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join one of the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
So is this more of the adage, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you? Or, which of course...
The nine most dangerous words in American
is never
English.
The case, right? Yeah. Or is this just something more sinister?
Okay.
Because it's now been more than a year after the FDA announced a nationwide shortage of Adderall. Well, doctors and patients now are still struggling to get their hands on that ADHD medicine, and it is wreaking havoc.
Why is there a shortage?
Well, the drug makers say it's because the federal government is limiting how much they can make of that medication because it's all the ingredients themselves are controlled substances. The FDA is limiting the amount of those substances that can be made, which are the ingredients.
So this is a government-made disaster.
So there is a shortage of the ingredients for the drug makers to then make the medication. So if you have a shortage of ingredients, obviously you're going to have a shortage of...
The outcome. Right, the finished product.
And so this is wreaking havoc. There are some patients that are going 2, 3, 4 months without their medications.
Oh, that's bad.
Well, yeah. And the cost is skyrocketing.
Well, of course, if you limit supply, you're going to increase the cost. If you increase demand, you're going to increase the cost. And part of it is we've been putting a lot of kids on Adderall that we didn't need to be putting on Adderall. But there are kids who do need it.
But it's not just children. It's adults too. As well.
That's true.
That are taking Ritalin, Vyvanse, Focalin. I mean, there's a number of medications that are related to ADHD.
Right.
That many rely on to live their lives, to be productive citizens.
Why is the government limiting this?
No one seems to really want to fess up.
Is it climate? It's because climate, isn't it? It's because carbon dioxide.
I think the Biden administration profits from chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is one way to create chaos in multiple people's lives.
Give people
millions of people's lives.
People who have ADHD, you don't give them their medicines. Yeah, that'll create some chaos. That'll be fun. Oh, man. Tell you what, let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. My future's so bright.
This week, a federal judge ruled that the Democrats under Nancy Pelosi violated the Constitution when they passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill back in December of 2022. I think it's a bright spot that someone finally said it. It is a dark stain that it happened in the first place.
Okay, remind our listeners, what was this $1.7 trillion bill?
All right, during the COVID pandemic, remember Nancy Pelosi decided to let members of the House vote from home? Remember, you could do vote by proxy or you could zoom it in, right?
She must have passed a constitutional amendment before COVID.
She doesn't. No, it's something that's never been done before in American history. It also goes against the Constitution. Article 1, Section 5, Clause 1. Each house shall be the judge of the elections, returns, and qualifications of its own members, and a majority of each shall constitute a quorum to do business. But a smaller number may adjourn from day to day and be authorized to compel the attendance of absent members in such manner and under such penalties as each house shall may provide. You have to have a majority of members in order to conduct business. That's what the Constitution
says. That are present in
the chamber. That's not what the Democrats did. And they rammed through the $1.7 trillion spending bill. There were not actually a majority of members present in the chamber when the vote was taken. The vote on this spending bill was taken on December 23rd, 2022. So first of all, it's 2 days before Christmas. So most House members had already gone home for the holidays and they had their buddies vote for them. So it's kind of like a congressional ballot harvesting. See, Democrats love ballot harvesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But this was also more than a month after the Democrats lost the midterm elections, meaning this was going to be their last chance to cram through a massive spending bill of your money for at least 2 years. Well, when the vote was taken, there were only 201 members present. That's less than half of the 435 members of the House. The state of Texas sued the federal government over the spending bill and a provision in the bill that would require the states to put extra accommodations for pregnant employees. Texas said that was going to cost the state money, so they objected. Here's the bright spot. This week, a judge agreed with Texas that the spending bill was passed in an unconstitutional manner. But his ruling only struck down the pregnant workers provision, not the whole spending bill. The judge said Texas didn't have standing to challenge the entire spending part of that, and that most of that money's already been spent, so there's no real legal remedy to it anyway.
Yeah, because the spending doesn't necessarily or does not exclusively affect Texas.
Right.
Whereas the requirement, the extra accommodations for pregnant employees would have a very direct impact within the state of Texas.
But this is why we say, and why John Adams said, our government is only suitable for a moral and religious people. It simply can't stop people in power with bad intentions from doing unconstitutional things. Nancy Pelosi knew what she was doing was unconstitutional. It had never been done before. There's no way it was legal. It's never been considered legal in American history to vote by proxy in Congress.
But it's everything that the Biden administration has done, right? They do it, and then they wait to be challenged legally say that they can't do it.
But by then, the money's already spent. Our money's already been spent. $1.7 trillion added to our record-breaking deficit. That's why we have got to make sure, we the people, have got to make sure we're not giving power to those who would misuse it.
It's a little late for that, isn't it?
It's not too late to make the correction for the future.
And that is at the ballot box.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Every law-abiding citizen deserves the right to arm themselves and protect their family and property. If an intruder trespasses onto your property tonight, you have the right to defend yourself and your family. If you're looking for the right firearm, contact the experts at Red River Range. From handguns to rifles to shotguns and accessories, Red River Range has it all. Go to redriverrange.com and find protection for your family. That's redriverrange.com. If you have a question, call Red River Range at 318-716-3111.
Tired of living in pain every day? Are you suffering from stress or having trouble sleeping? Your solution is CBD Pure. CBD Pure works and they guarantee it or your money back. CBD Pure offers your choice of soft gels or oils, or try their muscle and joint cream for sore muscles and tired joints. My wife enjoyed her best sleep in years when she uses CBD Pure. CBD Pure has 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy with the results, just send your order back within 90 days of your purchase and CBD Pure will refund your purchase price. And right now, get 15% off plus free shipping when you use the code AGR. That's 15% off and no shipping when you use the code AGR. Go to CBDPure.com and use the code AGR and get 15% off plus free shipping. Enjoy life and feel healthy again. Go to CBDPure.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
I am Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone,
the law partner of Nathan Wade.
Terrence Bradley.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah?
I mean, he's telling the truth, apparently. But
finally?
I mean, he should be. He's telling the truth.
Well, he's under oath. He's supposed to.
Well, the defense attorney was asking him questions about the rendezvousing.
Yes.
If I might say so in that way. More polite.
Mm-hmm.
Between Mr. Wade, or excuse me, Fannie Willis.
Yeah.
And Mr. Wade.
Yeah.
They apparently had relations in his law office with other people in the office.
Oh, my.
Before she was district attorney.
And before she hired him to be the prosecutor going after Trump.
So take a listen. Here is Ashley Merchant questioning Mr. Wade's law partner.
Have knowledge of them meeting at that office.
Objection. Foundation.
Okay. All right. Overruled.
You have knowledge of them meeting at that office.
I have no personal knowledge, if that's what you're asking.
I didn't ask that yet. I asked if you have any knowledge.
Objection. That would be hearsay.
Overruled.
Not if it came from Mr. Wade.
We don't know where
Judge.
It came from. So he said, how do you know, Mr. Bradley?
How do you know?
Any knowledge.
He goes on to answer the question honestly. He doesn't want to get disbarred.
No.
He knows.